talking about Almanasha Yishtakabo. All it means to say is Almanasha, my father keeps quiet. In other words, as long as my father does not reveal it and say no, we're married. So therefore, the father died, the father kept quiet. That's why the Kedushin is good. If so, the Gemara asks, Eima Sefer, what does the Sefer say in the Mishnah? Meita ben, let's say the Chosin dies. Malam de Nesav loy meshein eroisa. We tell the father to say he does not want. So Maris Takasha, why? For your Shostak, the father already kept quiet. Like if the Pshat is the Kedushin is just telling the father keeps quiet, he already kept quiet. So like the Kedushin was already Chal. So how could we tell the father now to say, I don't want, it's too late. The Kedushin is already Chal. Ela, or Malo, Ela, the Seif is talking about the case where the Chosin told his Kala, Al Menashe lo yim chaba. I'll marry you only on the condition that my father does not say no to it. And if any time he says no, the Kedushin is bottled. So therefore we tell the father, listen, say no now, because your son died already, so we don't want his wife to have to go through Yibum. Therefore say no and be mevatel the Kedushin. So it comes out, Reisha b'chataima, the Reisha is talking about that the condition was, the father just keeps quiet. Or mitziyosu v'seifu b'chataima. And the last case is talking about, well no, the father had to be moich and say no. So it's like two different cases. It's like two different cases in the same Mishnah, it's a bit of madna. So Mora says, Amr Rabbi Yana Rabbani says, in, yes. That what? It's like a true, we have to put the case, the Mishnah, we're talking about two different cases. The first tonight was just, I'm gonna ask my father keeps quiet. And the second case was, I'm going to ask my father, as long as my father does not say no. Omer Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says, Shema Nina, we hear from Rav Yanai, that Achkina Ulmakmina Masnisin, betray timely, it's better off to have to put a Mishnah with two different reasons, the Aliba the Chatana, but our co-point goes according to one Tana, it's better to do this way. And V'loi Mokmina betray Tanoi, but we should not put it like two different Tanoim over Chatama, according to one reason. So Rashi says, need to say, V'loi Mokmina betray Tanoi, Lyukme B'yoyim Amnash, Yir Tzabak Atoni, or Misha Shonazu, Le Shonazu. Now, let's say the case is the same case, just whoever learned this Mishnah did not learn the other Mishnah, like make it a Machlokes Tanoim. So that we do not want to do, we'd rather keep it like one Tana, and say the case are two different cases. Rav Yosef Arami Yomah, no, L'yoy Lom Chataymu, really it's one time. Uma Al-Manash Yir Tzava, what does the Mishnah mean when the Chosin said Al-Manash, my father agrees? It means like this, Al-Manash Lo Yimcha Ava Mikan V'yad Shloshim Yoyim. Al-Manash that my father does not be Moicha, does not say no, within 30 days. That was the Tanai. So therefore, if the father died and he was not Moicha, that's why the Kedushin is Chal. But still, in the Sefer, we tell the father he has a right to be Meicha, because the Tanai was, I'm married to you on the condition that my father does not say no within 30 days. But any time during these 30 days, if he says no to the Shidduch, then the Kedushin is bottled. So that's the Sefer. So in the case the son, the Chosin, died 2 weeks later, it's still within the first 30 days, so we tell the father, now you know what? Say no. So that was this one condition, the whole Mishnah is very good. There was one condition here, the Chosin made it tonight, Al-Manasseh, my father, will not say no within the next 30 days. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be if Kidashti Yazbiti? Our father says, like, I married off my daughter. In other words, she's a Nara, a Katana. The father could accept the Kedushin. But V'yena Yerdei L'mi Kidashtiya, I forgot who the Chosin was. I know a man came to me and said, I want to marry your daughter. And he gave her money, and the father accepted the money. But the father says later, I forgot who the Chosin is. Now, Ubo Echod, another person, a person comes later, the Yomer, he speaks up and says, you know, I'm the Chosin, I'm the one that married your daughter. So the Mishnah says, Nemon. We believe this man, he's allowed to live with her. Nemon, he's believed. What about Ze'oma Ani Kedashtiya, Ze'oma Ani Kedashtiya? What's going to be if two people come and they both claim to say, I was the Chosin? And the other one says, no, nothing doing, it wasn't you, it was me. So what do we do here? Shneyem Noisim Get. We don't know which one, so in Asafik we say both of them have to give her a get to let her get married to somebody else. But the Emriotza Echad, nice and get, out of these two, if they want, one could give her a get, the Echad Kainis, and the second one could live with her, or marry her, like a Manashach. If the other one was married to her, so he gave her a get, now he could marry her. And if he was the one that originally married to her, so very good, it's his wife. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, Omar Rav, Rav says, Neman Litan Get. That's what the Mishnah says, if the father says, listen, I married off my daughter, but I forgot who the Chosin is. If the Chosin comes around now and tells us, yes, I'm the one, so that's what the Mishnah says, we believe him. Rav says, we don't believe him completely. Neman Litin get. We only believe him that if he wants to, he can give her a get now. And therefore she'll be mutter to remarry with somebody else. But we ain't Neman Lichnois. But he's not Neman that he should stay married to her. If he wants to stay married with her, then we're afraid maybe he's lying. And Stam he likes her. That's why he's saying he's the chosen. So Mar explains now. Neman Litin get. We believe this man that says he's the chosen. I'm the one that married your daughter. Why? To give a get. Because a person will not do a chet, will not lie, and he doesn't have anything to gain. Like if he's only coming to give her a get, so he's not going to live with her anyway. He's only coming to be mata, let her live with somebody else. So a person will not lie and do a chet if he has nothing to gain through it. But the ein neman lichnos, but we do not believe him if he wants to live with her, stay with her. Why? Ema will say maybe he's lying, and just yitzrei taikvah. He has the yitzar. He likes her. He wants to live with her. So that's why he's saying he's the real chosin, even though really maybe he's not. So that's the way Rav learns Shana Mishnah. That we only believe this man that says, Ani Kadashtiya, if he wants to give her a get. But if he wants to stay married to her, then we do not believe her. Ravasi, Yom Ravasi says, no, Af Nema Lichnois. We even believe this chosin if he says he's the one that he can stay married to, he can live with her. But Umay, the Ravasi agrees though, the Emeris Nis Kadashti. If she says, the wife herself, not the father, but the wife herself says that Niskadashi, I just got married by somebody. V'yeni yodas l'minis kadashi, I forgot who married me. And in such a case, so bo echad v'yom kadashtiya, if somebody comes and says, I'm the one that married you, shein yama lichnois. Rav Asi would also agree we do not believe him if he wants to stay married to her. What's the difference? Because if he's saying it to the father, we're afraid like the father would recognize him. And if it's not true, he's afraid to lie in front of the father. So therefore, if this person says to the father, yes, I'm the one that married your daughter, so that's where Rav Asi says we believe him, even to stay married, because he doesn't have the chutzpah to lie in front of the father, he's afraid the father will catch him. Mashenken over here, where the father's not involved, just the lady herself was married. She says, somebody married me, but I forgot who. Now if a man comes and says, I'm the one, and he wants to stay married to her, we'll soon see we're afraid that maybe she's going to like him also. And together they'll agree to stay living together, even though it's Bavera. So therefore here Rav Asi agrees we can't believe him. We'll soon see the reason. Mara says, Tanan we learned. Rots in the Mishnah says, in a case where the father said, I married off my daughter, but I forgot to who, and two people come and say, we're the one. So the Mishnah says, both should give a get, or else Tanan we learned, Rots ech and nice and get, one of them could give a get, the Yechud kindness, and the second one can marry you, stay married to her. So the Kuros used to the Rav, here it's a Kasha and Rav. Here we see the one person that says, I'm the one, has a right to stay married to her. Omaloch Rav says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Yosem, here it's different. Techivon Dika Acha Bahadja, since there's another person involved, but there are two people fighting over her, therefore he susim irsus. Here we're not afraid he's going to lie. He's really going to be afraid. Like if he's really not the husband, he'll be afraid to say he's the husband, because somebody else is fighting over her also. Here everybody agrees that if the one wants to really stay married to her after the first one gave her a gift, we believe him that he's really the husband. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavos to Rav Asi. I'll bring you a proof to Rav Asi that the person is never to say, I'm the chosin, even to stay married to her, to live with her. Because it says, Kidash, this is a Tesefta that says, Kidash to Yazbiti. If the father says, I married off my daughter, but the ainu yodei lemikadash tia, I forgot who I married her to. I don't know. I forgot the chosin. Ubo echad, and the person comes now. The yomen, he says to the father, kidash tia, I'm the one that married her. It says af neman lichnois. He's even neman to stay married to her. So clearly, like Rav Asi, konso, what's going to be if he taka married, he lives with her? Ubo achad, another person comes now. Ubo rachad, another person comes. The yomen, he says, ani kidash tia. It's not you. I'm the husband. So locher is loikol hemenu liyisrolov. We do not believe the second man. He's not Neman to Asa, the wife on the first husband. Since the first one was already believed, he is the real husband, we don't believe the second one. What about to Isha Shomru and Niskadashti? The father's not around. Just the lady said, you should know, I just got married. But V'yeni Yoidas Lamin Niskadashti, I forgot to who married me. Oh, Bo Echer, and the man comes now, V'yomer, and he says, Ani Kadashti, I'm the one that married you. Here the locher is, Einoi Neman, he's not believed. Lichnois, to stay married to her. Why? Because here we're afraid that maybe this lady is going to like him. He looks nice. And he likes her also. So together they'll fall in love and she'll be mechapag. Even though he's not the real husband, she won't say no. She'll agree to him.
face. Oh, when does Rabasi say we believe them in? When the father is involved. The father won't agree. If it's not the real chassan, the father will speak up. So there the chassan's afraid to lie. But when the father is not here, just the daughter, just the wife itself, so then we're afraid that when the man comes and meets her, and she's going to like him, he's going to like her, they'll both lie to live together. Therefore, we can't believe them. I have a question like this. Now that we believe this man, that he says he's the chosin, would somebody get skila al yodoy or not? Would somebody be killed if they live with her or not? That's the question. So Rashi says, when the father tells us, I married off my daughter, we do not have any edim here. So now the daughter lives with a man. Do we kill this daughter now because of what the father tells us? Like the father is only an Eid Echad. The father is coming to Bezdin and telling Bezdin, you know, I married off my daughter and there are no Eidim around. And then later we find out that she lived with another man. The question is, does she get skila or not because of the father? So Rav Avraham says, ain't cycling. No, we did not kill her. This much we don't believe the father. Ain't cycling. For Rav Asi Yama, no cycling, yes. We believe the father that she's married, and she'll even get skila because of it. Rav Amar Ein Soiklin, Kihem Nerachman Liyav, when does the Torah believe the father? Li Yisura. Only for Yisurim, the Torah says. Trashi Light, that she's also to the whole world. But Lakotla Light, to go so far, if she lives with another man to say she's Chaya Skila, and that's why the Torah doesn't believe the father. He's only an Eidechon, we can't kill her because of the father. Rav Asi Yama, no Soiklin. Why? Lakula Milsehem Nerachman Liyav. The Torah believed the father completely. The father says, I married off my daughter. We believe the father, she's a married girl now. And therefore, if somebody lives with her, they're both chayav skila. I'm Nara Marosa, I mean she's chayav skila. No, not the man. The man's chayav on a chenik. Omer Rabbi Asri Vasi says, Umodina, but I agree. But your merit is kadashti. If she says, I got married, Shane Soiklin. Then we do not give a skila. She lives with somebody else. In this case, we will not give her skila. The Yom Rabasi, and there was only the father is believed in order to kill her. But if she herself is made, we only know it through her, we won't be able to kill her from she, because she herself told us. The Yom Rabasi, Hani Shmaitet Adidi, my halacha that I just said, oh, Vishno, Maravs and Igri, it like breaks the roof. In other words, it's very hard to understand it. Hashta, Omar B'mokim Shimbo Lichnois, Koinis. Madach, in a case when somebody comes to stay married to her. Or in their recycling, that you say, yes, we believe the father. And that's when the father says that he married off his daughter. If somebody comes and says, I'm the one, we let them live together. Still, you say, what? Is the chiyuv skila involved if it's the wrong husband? If so, makom shimbo lichnos. And kindness, in a case where just she herself says that she was married to a man and we don't know to who. And now when a man comes and says, I'm the one, we do not let him get married to her. Ain't din she cycling? Isn't it for sure then we should say that she deserves to have skila? Like, we don't even trust him because we're so much afraid that she's married. If so, for sure, she has nus with another man, she should get skila. So, what's Pshan Rabasi? The Mara says, Velahi, it's not a kasha, really. But Poshit, because Li'av, Hemne Rachmana. The Torah gave a special nun emunah to the father. The father's nemar to say, I married off my daughter. And if the father says, I married my daughter, we believe him like two Edim, that she's married, even though we don't know to who. And if somebody else lives with her right now, that's for sure not the husband, she'll be chayav skila. But l'didah lehemna. But when she comes up and she tells us that she got married to somebody, there's no nun emunah. So truth is, aloha of shav yanashach dikud yisura. For Yisurim, like a Nedidik Allah, we could believe her, but that's all, we could believe Ulachumra, but not to give a skila. For Rav Chizda says, no, Echodzeh, V'Echodzeh, Ein Soiklin. Chizda says, no, in both cases, we would not give skila. Even when the father says that I married off my daughter, and the Torah says to believe him, we only believe him for Yisurim. But not so far to say that she's really married, that she'll be chayav skila if she has nus. Mar says, now, V'Ozda Rav Chizda timely. Rav Chizda goes according to his time. The Yom Rav Chizda said, what's going to be if B'ni Zeh Ben Teisha Shonim? The Yom Echad, the father says, you should know, my son is 9 years old, and therefore his Bia is called the Bia, L'chai V'achas Min Haroyis Misa. That the Lachar is a boy, under 9 years old, his Bia is not called the Bia. If he lives with his sister, with an older sister, they're not Chayiv Misa. But once the boy is 9 years old, his Bia is called the Bia. If he lives with his older sister, the Lachar is, she's Chayiv Misa. She's doing an Aveira right now. He's not Chayiv because he's not a Baronshin. But if he lives with an older Aroyas, they're chayiv misa because of him. So what's going to be if the father says that my son is 9 years old? Or else biti zeh bas gimel shanim. Or else the father says that my daughter is 3 years old. And therefore, if she's an erev of somebody who lives with her, it's called an erev, but the guy will be chayiv misa for it. Nemar lekarbin, avoloi lemakas loy leyonshin. He's only believed for a carbon, like for shayveg, that you have to bring a carbon aval, that's all. If there's eidim there, he's only nemar that she has to bring a carbon if the burial was done for shayveg, but not to give malchus and not to give misa of loy leyonshin. You see, according to Rav Chisda, the father is not neman so far that somebody should be killed because of his edus. Tanya kavosat Rav Chisda. I have a proof like Rav Chisda. It says, what's going to be if the father says, Benize ben yudgim shanam v'yamechod, my son is bar mitzvah ready. Biti, my daughter, zu abas yud be shanam v'yamechod, she's also a gadol already. She's an Irish, she's 12 years old already.